the regular music fest here at 92.3 K-Rock. Bruce Springsteen. From Darkness on the Edge of Town, 514, 92.3 K-Rock.
Night.
Benatar at 92.3 K-Rock and your pal Howard Stern back on the air, unmuzzled, unleashed. Oh, man, I love being back. Excellent. We have so much to talk about, and we didn't get to any of it today because we're just kind of...
Yeah, it took us a while to get settled down and settled into this, but I think we're going to be good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a real good situation.
Yeah.
We got to kind of like regroup. We have no office yet, and we got to get all our stuff together. And like, I didn't even have the drum here, and we just came off of 4 club dates up in Connecticut, in Candlewood.
Yeah.
New Fairfield, Connecticut, the Candlewood Playhouse.
Nice place.
We blew the doors off that place. We had our band Pink Vomit with us.
Yeah.
It was 4 sold out shows. It was beautiful. And now we're going to Club Binet Thursday night.
Yes.
To party with the pigs at the Binet. I wonder who bought tickets to that. They sold out, the quickest sellout in history, Club Binet, with no advance notice.
They did no advertising, and it sold out. Every time we added a show, it sold out.
Then December 4th, it's off to the Ritz for two big shows, 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. By the way, that's why we're back on the radio, just so we can promote our club dates.
Yeah, our outside activities now will be promoted solely on K-Rock.
When we were off the air for 7 weeks, we decided that we need another source of income. So that we're not beholden to anybody in radio anymore. Because at anybody's whim, I can be fired. So anyway, if you're coming to the Binet thing, I'm also going to be giving away a $250 prize.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's this prize for?
For the person who comes to the Club Binet with the best home pornographic video. In other words, a video that you make by yourself with you and your girlfriend or you and your wife. Or, if you're a woman listening, obviously you and your husband or boyfriend.
Oh, are we including gays?
No, lesbian or homosexual sex is permissible also.
Oh, no.
Oh, please. Just calm down.
Well, we have our first entry?
Yeah.
There it is.
Why all the women love me.
There it is.
That's the reason I'm surrounded by all these broads.
That's the lesbian one.
I got these diamond rings on me from.
All right.
So, now, wait a minute. You're saying anybody who walks in...
Yeah.
...will play their tape?
No.
Oh.
We're going to choose several people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get their tapes. You know, Billy, you'll get their tapes at the door at Club Binet.
Oh, make them wash their hands before they touch it.
Yeah. Oh. No, we'll give you the tapes, and then we'll play them at Club Binet, and then by Sunday night, we'll judge all the tapes, and the winner will get $250.
So each night, are you saying we'll choose the best one of that night?
Yeah.
And then we'll pit those 3 winners against each other?
That's right.
Or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that, yeah, the winner of all of it wins $250.
All right.
Maybe at the Ritz I'll go for $500.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see how I feel.
So come tape in hand.
Yeah, and don't get like, I don't know if we should have penetration.
No. We want soft core.
Yeah, like girls take their tops off and stuff. That'll be good.
Girls, right. How come men never have to get undressed?
Yeah, and men can get undressed, but I don't want to see them aroused. Interesting sexual scenes will be, obviously creativity is what we're talking about here. And obviously, you could bring 3/4 format or a half inch.
Half inch.
Yeah, that'll be pretty good. Plus, we'll have our band there. Plus, we'll be doing the psychic experiments, Mama Look a Boo Boo Day.
Yeah, Mama was a big hit.
Yeah. And Binet, I don't think you can get tickets anymore, but at the Ritz you can. What's going on in there?
I don't know. Did you hear that?
What?
There was static or something. I think.
Oh my God!
Going up.
No.
Maybe we're going AM.
No.
Let's talk to our fans. You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Is this Harold Stern?
Right.
You serious?
Yeah.
You mean I got through? I don't believe it. I was at your show. On Saturday, the Candlewood Theater.
Did you have a good time?
That's right. You kidding me? I want to know, did you get your shots? You know, they're thinking of calling you Mad Joe Stern.
Mad?
Yeah, and,
Are the phone lines as bad as NBC's phone lines here?
Sounds like
it. Or is it that she's on a cheap phone? What kind of phone are you calling out on?
What kind of cheap phone? Are you kidding me? I thought, what kind of phone we got here, Frank? Now, hold on, you don't believe I'm talking to
you. You know, by the way, our shows are X-rated. I mean, like, triple X-rated.
Yes.
And the thing is...
People are bringing their children.
The Candlewood, there were like 5-year-old kids sitting in the audience. It was making me real uptight.
Remember?
Hey, listen, honey.
Right.
Calm down.
Calm down. When I'm talking, you...
No, what do you mean, calm down? I'm not mad. What are you talking about? No, I'm saying. You said there was like 7-year-old kids. I'm saying that you put on a good show.
Thank you very much. We know we're talented.
Oh, Dad, I'm not speaking to you. Will you speak to somebody for me, please?
Idiot. You're on the air.
Yeah, Howard.
Yeah.
I was reading an article in Newsday about a week ago that talked about you coming back on the air.
Yeah.
And it had you directly quoted as saying that your first show is going to be like Roman Orgy, and I'm waiting for that.
What do you mean? Well, it is a Roman Orgy.
They were kind of boring.
This is what happened in Roman Orgies. Yeah. People sat around and talked a lot on the phone.
It wasn't that crazy, though. I was expecting a little more excitement.
Nah. There's nothing exciting left.
Well, will it get more exciting as...
No, it's going to get worse. The show's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
I just kind of felt like today was a day to kind of come back on the air, say hello, introduce ourselves again to the...
This is a lot of work in the power station near you.
Bummer. My whole family's coming in for Thanksgiving over my house. And then my brother-in-law and sister-in-law are flying in tonight, and my father-in-law, I think, wants me to go to the airport and pick him up.
Yeah, I think that's the consensus, yeah.
Did you hear that argument last night? My father-in-law father-in-law doesn't want to spend $25 for them to take a cab from the airport to my house.
$25 is a big deal, Howard.
I said, look, I'll pay for it. He says, no, it's a matter of principle. I'll go pick him up. And you know who's going to end up picking him up? Me.
Yeah, because he doesn't know the way.
Yeah, it's a real pain in the neck. And I'm saying to myself, how do I expect my father-in-law to leave me anything in his will if he won't shell out $25 for the...
Maybe he's saving it for you.
Hey, watch how adamant he is. Check this out. I mean, this is the kind of arguments we have at my house. Because you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get home at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to send me right out to go pick up my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, because my father-in-law's from Florida, and he doesn't know how to get to the airport.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the one ending up to go get my brother-in-law and sister-in-law.
What? But it's because you love them, Howard.
No, I'm not doing it this year.
Oh,
last year, I got bamboozled.
Hello?
Hello, Al?
Yeah?
Put your father on the phone. I want him to come on the air with us.
Oh, Howard, give me a break.
Come on the air for a second. Please. Bob?
Yes, Howard.
By the way, this is my father-in-law. He lets me call him Bob. I never once had to be embarrassed and humiliated by calling him Dad.
Yeah. But you should.
Hey, Dad?
Well, I'm allowed the privilege also, Howard. I can call you Howard and Mr. Stern.
Yes. Hey, Bob, are you going to pick Betsy and Bruce up at the airport tonight, or are we going to shell out the $25 or $30?
I don't know yet, Howard. We still have a big conference going here in the vote.
You know, I don't see how I'm going to get any money out of you in your will if you're not going to show out $25 just to get your own kids.
Well, I was going to save the money so I could divvy it up with all of us.
See, that $25 is yours, Howard.
Actually, my father-in-law is pretty bright with money,
mm-hmm.
which is good because I think when he goes, he's going to be leaving me something.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a spendthrift and spend it all. I'm hoping he outlives his wife because I think his wife will spend all the money, go through all of it.
Oh, Howard. I
Bob,
hope they live a long, long time, both
Bob,
of them.
Bob, I'm hoping you outlive Norma.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sure I'll tell her that later.
I hope they live until they've used all the money up.
Same Howard. Thing with my parents. I'm hoping my father lives longer than my mother because I know if my mother gets her hands on my father's money, she's going to spend every dime of it and give it away to charity.
Oh, Howard.
Well, my mother's a real nut. My mother's nuts. I swear to God, she's nuts.
She is nuts.
Let
she's
me
a
tell
wonderful
something.
Woman.
Person, Howard.
No. I mean, I love her. Let me tell you something. Hey, Bob, don't guess, second guess me here. I love my mother. I love her more than my life. Wow.
Well,
let's see. If I was on a boat. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I do.
Don't push it now.
You know, I would, listen, I love my mother. I don't try to insinuate that I don't. I think you're trying to insinuate something here. That's very dangerous.
But if only one person could get in the boat, and it's between you and her,
yeah,
who'd get in the boat?
Well, I'm much younger. I haven't lived my life. She's already been alive 59 years, Robin. My mother.
She's not 59, Howard.
57 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 51.
Yeah, 51. My mother's already lived 50 years. I only lived 31 years. And if we were in a boat, let's say, and...
There was only room
for
on the
one
boat
person?
For one person.
Well, I think my mother would be the first one to say that I should go on.
She would.
She would. Because,
that ought to,
so. Because she's tired of...
tired of living.
Tired of being my mother. No, of course, I would sacrifice myself for...
Just for the sake of this argument, please.
Yeah, for the sake of the argument. And what was I saying to Bob? I forgot.
You were talking to him about $25 and whether they're going to pick up Bruce and Betsy.
Yeah. And let me just say something. I do love my mother, but I believe that if my mother does outlive my father, she will take all of my inheritance, because I understand that my father's will works, that if my father goes, my mother gets everything.
Of course.
I'm not saying my father has a lot, but I think he has enough that he could leave me a nice booty.
Well, she should be taken care of, though.
And I think there should be a proviso in the will. A proviso, if you will.
Yes. Talking legalese.
Bob, I think... What about
you? How about this? If I give you the $25, you go pick up the interest.
No, Bob, seriously, in your will, is there a proviso for me? In other words, not for me specifically, but for the kids. In other words, Norma doesn't get everything, does she?
Norma is getting everything.
Good.
She assured me that she will be just.
Although I think if my father-in-law all of a sudden became single, I think he'd be like a man about town. I think he'd be laying all kinds of money out.
Bon vivant.
Yeah, I think he'd be laying out money for girls and drugs.
Don't spend it all for me.
No, Bob, you wouldn't go through all your money, would you?
Not all at once.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know which...
Howard, we have...
Maybe it'd be better if you both died at the same time.
Company here now.
You have company? Who's there?
Lisa came with Billy.
Oh, Lisa and Billy are there.
They came back from their week or the semester at college.
Oh, all right.
And
Lisa's the babysitter. Bob?
Yes?
I say let the kids come home by cab. Screw the $25.
I'll put your vote in then.
All right. I love you,
see you
man.
Later.
I love you, man.
Okay,
I never told you that before. I love you.
And me too.
And I love your daughter.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I was going to tell him how I scored with his daughter on the first date.
No.
Yeah, I got her in bed at a...
You did not.
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact. My wife held out to the second date. Then I nailed it. But let me say something here. Seriously, this is something everyone should give thought to.
What?
I believe that if my father outlives my mother,
mm-hmm.
that I will get a good inheritance.
You don't think your father would remarry, start another family?
No. I believe that my father would live a frugal life.
Uh-huh. Alone?
He would spend money on himself. He would go out to dinner and things like that, and he would go to movies. And
He wouldn't remarry?
I don't think he'd remarry. I think he'd date it real quick. I think he'd have a date as soon as possible.
Oh, you're terrible.
Well, he's been married like 50 years, so there's a lot stored in there that's bottled up and wants to get out. But
oh, dear.
Let me say something. That my parents have a truly lovely relationship.
Yes, they do.
They're very loving people and always have been loving to me. It's just that my mother's a spendthrift and feels that all her money should go to charity. She's like that guy with the babushka on his head, Stevie Van Zandt.
Miami Mom.
You know?
Uh-huh.
She's like a regular Bob Geldof when it comes to money. You know, I think my mother would like go over to Africa and help people.
And she would.
Which I would have her locked in a mental institution so that she couldn't get to the money. If anything like that ever happened, because I have to protect my family,
but
my interests.
But she wouldn't just send the money, she'd go.
Oh, she would go. She would become a regular do-gooder. In fact, if you ever hear news that my father's gone, you start banging on my mother's door, she'll give you all her money.
Yeah.
See, this is my biggest fear in life. Same thing with my in-laws. You know, my father-in-law, he's got money. I'm not saying he's rich or anything. I'm saying that maybe there could be a couple of bucks in it for me if they go, and if they don't take too long about it.
Oh.
But I don't want to see that happen. I'd rather see them live a long, healthy life.
Yeah.
Like, to maybe like 90 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Robin.
Uh-huh.
Nothing negative about that. 90 years old is more than anyone should live.
Good life, yeah.
If they hit 90, there's not much to live
time
for.
Time to check out.
Believe me. Make room for new. What I'm saying is, I've analyzed their relationship,
uh-huh.
and I believe that my mother-in-law would. I think my mother-in-law. I wonder what she would do with the money. Well, maybe my father-in-law would spend more money. I think he would spend money on impressing women and stuff, getting dates, chicks.
See, I just can't imagine that.
But he's pretty tight with a dollar. I mean, you know. He won't even spend the $25 if you take a cab from the airport.
Yeah.
Not that he won't spend the money. He just sees it as wasteful. He's not a wasteful man. He grew up in the Depression and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with his ethnic background. Like so many of you are thinking.
Swedish.
He's Swedish.
His name is Klaus von Bülow.
Yeah. See, Klaus knew Sonny couldn't spend the money if she was sleeping all the time.
What a wise man.
She was going through that money like a fish. It goes through water. But I believe, Robin, that in my parents, I ought to call my parents, find out if there is a proviso.
There's no proviso, and there shouldn't be.
Oh, how dare you. How dare you talk proviso when you're not a lawyer? What is a proviso? I think it's a provision.
Yeah.
I think that's a homosexual way of saying provision. Proviso.
Proviso.
Proviso. You say proviso.
I say
proviso. Proviso, proviso. Tomato, tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But I believe my mother would give away all of her money.
I don't think so.
Like 90% of her money. Oh, I'll ask her. She might not be... She might not be around right now. Wait a second. I think I dialed the wrong number. All right.
She's probably calling to put that provision in now.
Yeah, calling her attorney. 337 of the new 92.3 K-Rock. We'll be right back.
Every place you can get your car fixed is represented here today. Righty, the car repair
place to go and work out and relax.
Absolutely.
Picture a place where you can walk in and have 17 racquetball courts at your disposal. Virtually no waiting. And then you want to relax. Well, before you relax, maybe you want to pump up.
Yeah.
Pump it good. Two full lines of Nautilus, Universal, and free weights. And I'm talking about a lot of room to work out in. Then you relax. Take a dip in the heated indoor pool, whirlpool, invigorating steam. BQE has it all, and it's big.
It's the complete experience.
And then you want to get your heart in shape, so you do the aerobics program. Maybe you want to... Slap an injunction.
What good times with Imus, or is it as bad as it is with Soupy?
Soupy, I didn't like Imus, I liked.
Do you still, like, talk to Imus ever or anything?
You haven't talked to him, have
no,
you?
No, we don't talk.
No.
No, he didn't call me after the firing.
All right, well, Howard...
I didn't call him. There's no reason to call him. I mean, let's face it, we had kind of a business relationship.
Yeah, you weren't that
well,
kind of a friend.
Well, I'm just back, Howard. I think it's great, and I want to wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. You're on the air.
Hi.
All right. Thank you for the call. I mean, what do you want?
Mr. Howard.
All right. Thank you. People still make me sick. No, I was sitting at home actually missing talking to people on the phone.
Remember what you told me?
What?
You had listened to a few shows and you said, Robin, I think we jump on them too quickly when we put people on the phone. We attack them right away. We should just, we shouldn't be so vicious.
Yeah. I never said that.
You did.
I did.
Too.
Let me, all right, wait. You're on the air at 92.3 K-Rock.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, can I speak to Howard?
Now, don't be vicious, Howard.
Hello, Howard?
Hi.
Hi. Howard Stern?
Yeah.
Hey, good to have you back.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
Oh, great.
That's cool.
Well, what's happening?
All right, not much, man. We missed you. New York was in a state of shambles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't happen to, are you like one of those guys that goes to the supermarket and waits online to deposit your bottles?
Nah.
You don't have a chain connected to your wallet, do you?
Nah, why?
For a second, I thought you might be white trash.
No, I'm not white trash. I'm far from it.
All right. Hey, it's good to be back, man.
All right, listen. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
Play more Genesis.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
And by the way, Robin, that man's suggestion really helps us.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of thing that we need.
Write that one down.
Gabriel with Genesis.
I hope... No, if I write it down, though, he might have that idea copyrighted, and I don't want to be sued. That's a good idea, though. Somebody just keep a mental note of that.
Sir, do you work in radio? Are you a programmer?
Are you a program director that you know all this stuff?
No, I'm just really into Genesis, and I love your show, and I'd like to hear music I like on your show.
All right, babe. No problem.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, take care.
And any more tips like that, please call them in. We really need them. All right, 531 at the new 92.3 K-Rock. Plastic Works, my dear friend Gary Strutton. Strutton?
Strutton.
Yes, my dear friend Gary Strutton. Mr. Plastic himself, the man with the plastic personality,
yes,
is back on the air with us.
He does have a plastic personality.
And he's got a great idea here for you. Anytime you need a Thanksgiving gift,
mm-hmm.
What better gift than something made of plastic?
Well, he's a turkey. He would know about Thanksgiving.
He sure would. Plastic Works, man. They really have the great gift ideas. How about a Lucite salt and pepper mill?
Ooh. I've been looking for one of those.
Yeah, I don't think that'll look too cheap on the table. Dear God, we wish to give thanks this year for our Lucite salt and pepper mill.
I want that to go with the good china.
How about bringing someone an ice cream sculpture? Looks just like the real thing, but no calories.
Wow.
How about, I ran out of ideas. No, I mean, they have everything made of plastic. Even if you need something specifically designed for your needs, they
have... Well, they have real stuff that real people need. They have furniture made out of plastic.
Yep.
And they have frames.
Yeah. Especially if you live in Suffolk County, you might want plastic furniture. So you don't stick out from the rest of your friends. Yes. Call 212. If you're Italian, they make plastic seat covers for your furniture. Call 212-822-1166 for Plastic Works.
Tell me, Lynn, what do you look for most in a man?
Personality, intelligence, and he's got to know just when to spring his ming.
Spring your ming. But remember, timing is everything.
You did it. You did spring your ming. And I was so close to being ready.
Spring your ming. But remember, timing is everything.
It's ming. M-H-I-N-G, the exotic card game that's three parts Mahjong and two parts gin. Making Ming is easy, knowing when to spring it isn't. Spring your Ming too early, and your score may be small. Spring it too late, and you won't score at all. But hang on to your Ming long enough to make it a real zinger, and if you get to spring, it'll really sting.
Spring your Ming, but remember, timing is everything.
Now at game stores everywhere, from the same people who bring you Scrabble brand crossword game.
You know when to spring your Ming.
The pride is back. It's on the road with Plymouth Voyager, America's most versatile front-wheel drive family wagon. Car-like handling, 550 protection plan. See this limited warranty at your dealer. Excludes leases, restrictions apply. Plymouth Voyager.
Oh. We're back. The 92.3 K-Rock. Mark Coppola's next. Where's that guy? Let's talk to him.
The Cope. Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah, the Cope.
We've even answered to Mark Coppola.
We've made a vow, me and Robin. Like we did, like, heavy soul searching while we were off. We made a vow that, like, we're going to get along with all the other DJs.
Yeah. We're going to be friends with everybody. We're changing. Yeah. We're not going to be arrogant. This really humbled us.
Like, I want to, like, talk to the guy and get along with this guy. There he is. There's the Cope. Cope, grab that microphone, bud. Let's see.
Hey, Mike. What's going down?
Is he on?
Yeah, sounds like it.
This is the Cope.
That's right. And you're Howard Stern.
That's right. And you want to be called the Cope.
No, I'd be called Mark Coppola, Cope. I noticed you called me Mark Copulate earlier. When I was
Copulator.
Kid, yeah, well, had my parents not done that, then I
hate him already, Robin.
don't tell him, though.
No. I hate his guts.
You know, just keep up the facade.
I think we have to have him fired.
Remember that? Like you're going to be the first to go.
Remember that vow I took?
Yeah.
Forget it. No, really, seriously, Mark, the Cope, I mean, I have vowed that I will get along with every jock here at the station. At my last station, I didn't get along with anybody. I mean, seriously, they hated me there. Everyone did, and we were totally alienated to the point where we couldn't even look anyone in the face.
Well, we got the same agent.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
You're represented by my agent?
Yeah. So is Jay Thomas.
Yeah, I know, we all have the same agent.
It's like a family here, because everybody's represented by the same agent. We're all related by Don Buchwald.
Yeah. He, like, owns the station. So, Cope, you're Francis Ford Coppola's nephew?
Well, yeah. Actually, it's Francis Coppola. He dropped the Ford because he said never trust a man with three names.
All right.
Uh-huh. It's like John Cooper Mellencamp.
Yeah. Or John Hinckley. That's three names. So what's his deal?
What's his deal?
Has he got any money left?
Well, no.
I mean, you have to make all those movies.
If you want.
No offense.
Yeah. What was the name of that studio?
The inside scoop would be it.
Zoetrope. That was a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll create my own studio. And,
I'll shoot on videotape.
Yeah. And I'll make a fortune. Don't get uptight. You know, we're just kidding about him. He's a good man.
He's
and I love
genius.
The Godfather.
Yeah.
He is a genius.
Yeah. And Godfather 2.
Godfather 2 is great.
That's
Godfather
right.
And Godfather 2.
Apocalypse Now, yeah.
Seriously, though, what's the deal with him? Does he put you in any of the movies?
Yeah, he was putting me in movies. Here's what really happens. He puts me in a movie, lets me work 14 weeks, collect a $1,500 a week check, and then he cuts me out. Gives me 3 seconds. I had 14 minutes in Cotton Club, and I got cut down to 3 seconds.
Oh.
He always does that to me. Apocalypse Now, same thing.
I got a film clip.
You're a big boy now, same thing.
Here we have a film clip from one of Francis Ford's movies featuring Mark Coppola. Oh, that's where you have sex with the donkey, the burrow scene, with Inez the donkey woman. I remember that. I can't believe he cut that, Robin.
I thought that was Academy Award material.
No, but Cope, it's really good to be working on the same station with you.
That's great to have you.
And we like you very much, and we think your uncle's a genius. We really do, man. And I think shooting,
like to meet him.
I think shooting a movie on videotape is a perfectly legitimate way to film a movie. I don't think the audience minds that it looks like a TV show. I mean, I like to go to the movie theater, pay $5 to see something that looks like Three's Company. It's excellent. But there he is, the Cope, and he's coming in at 6 o'clock on the new 92.3 K-Rock. Hey, I'm getting along with everybody. I love these guys. Oh, these DJs are great here at 92.3 K-Rock. Wait a second. I got something here from the Divinals. This is a good song. This is good music. Let's see if I can find it. There it is.
Sounds good.
Doesn't that sound excellent? The Divinals. Pleasure and Pain. I listen to this at home all the time. Excellent. At the new 92.3 K-Rock.
Howard Stern, liberated. Liberation, liberation. Man, we love this station. Put us back on the air in the afternoon, just like old times. The time slot's a little different, 2 to 6, but I could deal with that. That's okay.
The people out there can.
Yeah. And if you can't...
Well...
We're not into arguing with these people.
Yeah.
Because so far they've been pretty nice to us.
That's right.
And I just want to get along with the management here.
Well, so far we haven't had any arguments at all.
No, it's really awesome. In fact, nobody's even walked in and criticized us yet.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Considering, after listening to this show.
Considering what we're doing. No, this show's going exactly the way I planned it.
Really?
Yeah.
Which is not at all.
Yeah. It's going exactly the way I planned it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just commune with you people. I want to say welcome. Welcome, welcome to our new home, K-Rock 92.3. How are you, brother?
How you feeling?
All right. Oh, wait. I got to put you on. Okay, go ahead.
How you doing?
All right.
Can I speak to Howard?
Yeah, go ahead. Speak to him.
Howard, how you feeling, Howard?
All right, we're feeling real good. We're back. Just got the call from Letterman. We're going on December 17th, the Club Binet dates. We're going over to the Ritz. You can get your tickets through Ticketron, I think, at the Ritz.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to the Ritz December 4th with our live show.
Good one.
We're doing the porno home videos so that the audience can win some money.
The contest.
Oh, yeah?
The contest. We're doing the K-Rock thing here during the day.
Sounds good to have you back.
Yeah, it's real good to be back.
Right.
It should be pretty crazy.
Cab driver.
Excuse me?
What happened to that cab driver with the weather?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right.
We used to have a traffic copter guy who did...
A cab driver with the weather?
Who's that?
I think he's on PLJ.
Oh, the guy was... Oh, I see. Oh, Jim Kerr. Yeah, there's a talent. There's a real big talent. I couldn't believe, like, when we were fired, that PLJ didn't call to replace Jim Kerr with us. That always freaked me out.
They like him.
They love him over there. Well, it is such a funny show.
Yeah.
There's a real purpose for that show to be on the air. I think it serves a need in the community. You're on the air. Welcome to our new home, 92.3 K-Rock.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Howard?
Yes.
How you doing, Howard? Listen, welcome back. It's good to have you aboard.
Okay.
You know you're leaving your microphone on all the time?
Really?
Then I don't mean when you're on the air. I mean when you're off the air, when they're playing the music or a commercial.
Yeah, we know that.
You took care of that?
No, we're doing that on purpose. That's part of the plan.
That sounds real good.
Thank you. No, that's so that you can hear what we do during the commercials and stuff, so that we're never...
Away from you.
Yeah.
Never really away from us.
Right.
And we always got a fix on you, right?
Yeah, it's part of our new plan. We're trying to create a new show, a new sound on FM.
Hey, you are a genius, babe.
Thank you.
Great.
All right, bye-bye. All right, a lot of people like what we're doing on the new K-Rock, leaving our microphones on during the commercials and the records.
You know, I was just thinking of what you would do if someone else was running the board and all of those things were happening.
I don't know that it's my fault. Am I doing something wrong?
Probably.
But who cares? I think it's an interesting concept to have your microphones on during music.
And during commercials? Yeah,
because here we have to play 5 records an hour. And I'm just thinking that if we could talk over the records...
then we'd get just as much talking as we always do.
Exactly. I mean, the music might break up my flow a little bit, but as long as I know you people can kind of be linked with me while I'm talking...
That's pretty good, huh?
I know as a listener, I was always annoyed by listening to stations like NBC because music would go on and you didn't know what the disc jockeys were doing during the music.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. What happened while the music was playing?
Yeah. And you're on the air.
Yes, can I ask Howard Stern a question?
Yeah, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Ask away.
Ask me a question.
Hello, Howard?
Obviously one of the old KTU listeners. Yes.
Hey, Howard. What's happening, Howard?
Hey.
I just want to ask you... No, I'm not okay to you, man.
He's listening to himself.
You're listening to your radio, sir.
Yeah, I just want to ask you, how do you feel about being on FM now that you're on FM?
Let me say this is the greatest move for us. This is going to revolutionize FM radio. You know, I think our master plan is not only to wipe out all the listeners on NBC, but pretty much to wipe out
Everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I have a friend who works at NBC, but she's a great fan of yours.
That's right. And let me say something. My idea of just talking to the listeners today to welcome ourselves back, I think was an excellent one.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. You know, we haven't discussed... You brought this up a little while ago, and I think that as a public service, you really ought to talk about this. A lot of people lose their jobs, and it's a very stressful situation, and things happen to people emotionally when they're fired.
Seriously, when you get fired... I don't know how many other people who have been fired experience this, but I haven't made love to my wife in like 7 weeks.
Not in that whole time.
I made love to her for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not joking around. Well, part of it had to do with the fact that she's pregnant. And, yeah, my wife's pregnant. We made that announcement earlier.
Yeah.
And no, I just don't want her. No, nobody wants a pregnant woman, really. Nobody.
You are the worst.
I mean, you read books that say that, you know, when the belly first starts to pop, it's so attractive. A woman glows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind if she glows, but don't glow on me. No, but actually, no. My wife's still desirable. I mean, I'm still attracted to her. It's just that I feel like I'm going to damage the baby if I... I'm still one of those old-fashioned guys that feels like he's going to damage the baby.
Yeah, she's so large.
Yeah, but I'm such a full-sized man that I might put a dent in the baby's head.
Oh, no.
We've already thought of a name for a boy if we have a boy.
Yeah? You're going to bring that on people?
Well, you know, Schmegma.
Oh,
no!
That's unusual. I don't think you'll find too many other people with that name.
Schmegma Cougar Mellencamp. He's awesome. But I haven't made love. I made my love to my wife like 3 days after I got this job.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm glad that the...
Nasal spray, it would already be going to work on your congestion. Nasal spray starts to work faster, and duration relief will continue for up to 12 hours with the longest lasting nasal decongestion.
92.3 K Rock with the music of Pete Townsend. Jazz. On Radio Hit. No, I mean on the new 92.3 K Rock. This music is great, Robin. You're actually playing good music for once.
Yeah, Pete Townsend was here the other day.
Where?
Here at, where are we?
92.3 K Rock, was
he
here?
Yeah, he was here talking to Meg Griffin, as a matter of fact.
I heard that. That was excellent. It was the best interview I ever heard.
Good interview.
She sure does.
The new 92.3 K-Rock and Phil Collins in the night?
In the air tonight.
Yeah, something like that. And what's the other one we played?
That was Pete Townsend.
Yeah, Pete
new
Townsend.
New music, I think.
We're very hip here on the FM side of things, aren't we? We really know the music. But we really do know the music.
We're going to get back into it.
Yeah. It's just that we've been playing such bad music for 3 years that we kind of lost track. I got a big announcement to make now.
All right. What is this? I've been waiting to hear.
All right. The big announcement. I'm going to bring my wife on right now.
Oh.
On the new 92.3 K-Rock. Let's see.
Hi.
Is that you, honey?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, you know, this has been all pretty embarrassing for my wife, me being fired and everything.
Yeah. How does she deal with this?
It's been pretty bad, but, like, I thought that maybe she'd dump me once the paycheck wasn't coming in.
The paycheck was still coming in, though.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was so great. It was kind of weird. Like, I was really kind of thinking, like, maybe I should just take 2 years off.
Mm-hmm.
We'd do club dates and stuff, and I would just get paid, and Robin would live in the street.
That's right. I'd live in a tree or something.
I really went back on radio for Robin. I hope you appreciate that.
I do, Howard. Thank you so much.
Honey, I'm going to make the big announcement now.
All right.
Wait a second.
Me and my wife...
we need trumpets, I guess, or something.
My wife was a busy...
little beaver?
Yeah. While we were... well, we were both busy beavers.
Uh-huh.
Her more so than me. Matter of fact, my wife went to the doctor today.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
Well, honey, you tell him.
What? All right. I heard the heartbeat.
Who's your heart is beating?
Whose heart beat? William
beat?
Schrader? Whose heart was beating, honey?
A little fetus.
Ooh.
A fetus.
Is that from Gunsmoke?
Yeah, fetus.
Fetus, I remember him. He had a beard.
There it is. I'm going to be a daddy again
wow.
for the second time, ladies.
Congratulations.
I was about to tell everyone that I was going to be a dad again. On NBC, but
yeah.
then, of course, they fired me
yeah.
with my wife pregnant.
Well, talk about what it was like to come home and look at me and realize I was newly pregnant with having a 2.5-year-old.
And I had no job. It was like the worst time of my life. And you know what's kind of weird? Randy, the guy who was my friend...
Who fired you.
Who fired me, knew that Allison was trying to get pregnant.
Yes.
He knew
and
that?
I think he kind of had an idea that she could be pregnant, and he fired me anyway, and I just want to say
didn't
that...
Didn't care?
I just want to say that if you people in good conscience can listen to that radio station knowing this information, you know, seriously, if that's the people that you want to support...
Well, go ahead!
You know, I don't want to really get on here and persuade you not to listen to a certain radio station...
Oh, yes, we do.
Honey, you heard the heartbeat? Did it sound strong and male?
Uh-oh.
I don't know male.
We're pretty sure that this time it's a boy, because I did everything. We did,
seriously, what did you do?
We douched with baking soda.
Oh, you did not.
Well, I didn't. She did. Although, I do now douche with baking soda. That's why I smell so...
Oh, so fresh.
Yes, so delicate.
Oh, goodness, smells as good as all outdoors.
Yeah, you guys are laughing, but have you ever dished baking soda? Really excellent. In fact, all the K-Rock jockeys...
Howard forgets to take it out of the box.
The Madam and Meg douche with baking soda?
Oh, wonderful.
And Mark Coppola. Yeah, I just met him.
Did you?
That was the cat that was standing in
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He says he likes to be called the Cope. The Coop or Cope or something. So I said, that's cool. I'll call you whatever you want.
All right.
We're into getting along with everyone.
The Cope, we'll call him.
The Cope. And he's a nice guy. The Cope. So, honey.
When did you guys find out?
We found out, well, I knew she was pregnant. How pregnant are you, honey?
Now?
Yeah. No, tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know, 3.5 months, a little over 3 months.
Wow.
Thank you. And let me just say something. I nailed her pretty good because I did it, I think, like, on the first try. Didn't I?
Pretty much.
This was the first time out, huh?
Yeah, and I also did it on the proper day of the month.
Uh-huh.
We don't know that.
How many days before your ovulation, or did I do it during your ovulation?
I think during.
Hey, what's that in the background? Oh, that's back there? Oh, K-Rock is really soundproof. I'm sitting and listening to the inter-office conversations. We did it on the proper day.
In the right part of the cycle?
Oh, we don't really know all that, Hal.
Mm.
I think we did. I know it. I talked to Elvis Presley. And we also had deep penetration, and she, I believe, orgasmed.
How did you get deep penetration?
What did you say?
I borrowed Fred's genitalia. No, I really, well, I mean, as deep as I can get. My God. It was pretty deep.
You tried.
Yeah. They don't call me the human cucumber for nothing.
No, we'll call you Digger.
So we'll know in a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's human.
Human.
We'll know if it's mine.
Oh, boy.
I don't care if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
As long as it's healthy.
Right.
Of course. So there's the big news.
Wow.
That's
right, great.
Here. That's an exclusive at 92.3 K-Rock. That's the kind of information you'll be getting here in the afternoon. All right, it's 4:37. You want to put Emily on? People haven't heard her in 7 weeks.
Yeah, Emily makes her debut here today.
We'll go right back to Sesame Street. You know, Howard, Sesame Street is conflicting with your show right now.
Oh, she's watching Sesame Street?
Come here, Daddy, come here. Say hi, and I'll put you right back on Sesame.
Mm-mm. She's like totally addicted to Sesame Street.
I know.
I have to bribe her. I'll give you a cookie if you say hi to Daddy.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's good parenting.
Hi.
Hi, Em.
Hi.
It's Daddy. Say hi to everyone.
Hi.
On the new 92.3 K-Rock. Say K-Rock.
Hi.
I'm working at K-Rock. I have a job now.
What?
I can buy you toys. Are you watching Sesame Street?
Congratulations.
Oh, she said congratulations.
In what language?
No.
She sounds like Paco. Maybe he's the father. I mean, Jess. All right, go back to Sesame Street. Do you want to sing Sesame Street?
What?
Oh, this is good.
I don't know that I'm not a swim.
What?
No, I'm not watching Sesame.
She's not watching Sesame Street.
And you thought you were the only... You thought Scott Mooney was the only one to talk to Yoko Ono exclusively. Emily sounds like Yoko.
Right now she does.
Hello?
Now you're speaking better, Emily. Now, are you watching Sesame?
Congratulations, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Emily.
You kept talking over her talk.
Only 2.5 years old.
She talks wonderfully.
Yeah,
well.
All right. Well, listen, we got to go, honey. I love you.
You're doing great. I'm proud of you guys, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, the new 92.3 K-Rock. Excellent music, honey, right? K-Rock. WXRK.
Okay.
I love K-Rock. My new home. Oh, I have a new home. Oh, I'm so happy I have a new home. Love you, honey.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, I have a new home. Jess.
Now, how did your family do with you being fired? I mean...
Oh, my father was freaking out.
Oh, no.
You blew your career. You had a good job. You were at a top station.
Uh-huh.
I said, Dad, don't worry about it. I've got like 8 to 10 offers already for other jobs. Yeah, but no one's going to put you on in the afternoon, and they're not going to be able to pay you as much money.
Oh, no. So how do they feel now?
Now my father's like, I told you things would be all right, but don't screw this up. I don't think another station would give you a job. He's always amazed that other stations will, you know,
yeah,
that I'm desirable. 440 at 92.3 K-Rock. And let's talk about what?
We've got BQE.
BQE. Oh, man, all our old sponsors are
back.
Hey, this BQE is great for a bunch of reasons. Most of all because they canceled all their advertising on that other station.
Yeah.
Or did they?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't talked to them.
Well, they better have. You know, they're New York's only 24-hour fitness and racquetball club, and we all work out there.
Yep.
I've been there a couple of times. I've played racquetball there. It's great. 17 racquetball courts,
Two full lines of Nautilus, Universal, and free weights, second to none. Also, very nice looking women and men work out there. No ugly people.
So if you're ugly, stay away.
Cellulite need not apply. Enjoy a relaxing dip in the heated indoor pool, a whirlpool, or an invigorating steam room. The BQE has it all. Take part in the famed BQE aerobic and carobic program with Grandmaster Bill Louis.
Yeah. Rui.
Rui. After your workout, stop by the all-new Core 21 restaurant and lounge and let the BQE show you how fitness and racquetball, the sports of the 80s, can be the social meeting place as well. The BQE is located at 26-50 BQE West in Woodside, Queens. Oh, it's so easy to find.
And convenient, too.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What an area that is.
And it's a beautiful area. No blacks. Call now and take advantage of their special $1.95 a week special. That's right, only $1.95 a week for New York's only 24-hour club. Call 718-726-4343. 718-726-4343, $1.95 a week. This is some facility. You have to see this. It's great. It is a great racquetball and fitness center. Thank you.
Fred Newman for Breyer's All Natural Ice Cream.
Okay, listen up. It's time for a test. No, no, not like sophomore biology. A fun test, an ice cream test. That sound better? Now, we're going to need a carton of delicious All Natural Breyer's ice cream and a carton of the ice cream
you eat.
Okay, first take your ice cream and read the label. Do you see things like polysorbate 80? Or how about sodium phosphate? Now eye the Breyer's label. How about Breyer's strawberry ice cream? Now, what do you see? Nothing but, repeat after me, milk, strawberry, sugar, and cream. Now, that's simple, isn't it? Final question, how does this cool, creamy mouthful of milk, strawberry, sugar, and cream taste? Mmm, that's how. Okay, time's up. Hand in your spoons.
Breyer's all-natural ice cream. Nothing but pure enjoyment.
Ah, the coffee wagon's here. I can smell that coffee and Dennis coming.
I can't. Nothing can penetrate this stuffy nose.
This can?
Hall's Menthol Lifters cough tablets?
With vapor action.
Hall's vapor action penetrates deep into clogged nasal passages to help your stuffy nose feel clear, while Hall's soothes your throat to help your cough.
Mmm, that is good.
The coffee?
No, the Hall's.
For penetrating relief, get Hall's vapor action. And try new Hall's herbal, too. Use only as directed.
All right, and it's 4:43. We have good stuff to give away, too. That's what's great about this station.
That's why I like this station. I had been listening to this station even before we knew we were coming here.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, they get the greatest guests. They have great giveaways.
Yeah.
They don't give away Menudo tickets here.
Yeah, that's on the other station, the AM station they own.
Yeah.
But and the people aren't a pain in the ass to work with.
They give away John Cougar Mellencamp tickets.
And that's what we're going to be giving away in a minute. Right now I got a new song from John Cougar Mellencamp. Is this new from the Scarecrow album? It's brand new. This is brand new on K-Rock 92.3. 4:43, your pal Howard Stern, Liberated, back on the radio again. I love you. I love being back with you. I miss you so much. Hey, you know, I forgot to talk about how I couldn't have sex with my wife the whole time I was,
Oh, you couldn't?
We'll get to that in a minute.
I didn't know that. Fourth day of July, so Grant found them in the Prince Studio. He met a girl named Jessie.
Jovi, and she's a little runaway at 92.3 K-Rock. Mark Coppola. You know, this is kind of weird. It feels kind of like quiet in here or something.
It's very quiet in there. There's not a lot of people in there with you.
It should be like a celebration, like...
There's nothing happening. I expected, you know, people to be calling, sending presents. I expected the staff to come in and...
Yeah, what a letdown. Yeah.
They seemed to be so happy we were coming.
Yeah.
They were. Why don't we call and find out why nothing happened?
Well, where's, like, Tom Chiasano, the general manager? Shouldn't we, like, talk to him on the air and he should welcome us and stuff to K-Rock?
Well, obviously he's not coming here, so we have to call him.
What's his number? I don't even know how to make calls out of this studio. Like, we just kind of, like, got here an hour ago. Like, an hour before we got on the air,
yeah.
We came in, and I didn't even know how to run the equipment because I told him I didn't even want to go on the air yet. I wasn't even prepared
mm-hmm.
because we were busy doing club dates.
Yeah.
But, you know, the station wanted to get me on the air. What's the red thing?
What's the red thing?
The red light? No, that's not him. Hey, just got good news.
What?
We're going on the David Letterman show December 17th.
Did you say David Letterman called you himself, or was it his people?
No, his people called.
Oh, okay. They must be listening.
I feel kind of bad that I said those things about Letterman's show. It's just that I was feeling kind of burned.
Well, yeah, they haven't talked to you. They didn't talk to you the entire time you were fired.
Yeah, but we're going back on December 17th. Hey, do they have a TV in here so we can watch ourselves on the news later?
No.
Oh, man. This station blows.
I have a little black and white in here.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, at 5 o'clock, let's start watching because we're going to be on, I think, Channel 2 and Channel 7 for sure.
Yeah.
And then Channel 9. Well, no one watches Channel 9.
What time does Channel 9 have news?
Yeah, it's such an important coverage. It's so necessary, isn't it?
Do they actually think somebody watches them?
Nobody does because I know that I did some stuff on Channel 9 and no one saw it.
Yeah.
I even started getting crazy while I was fired. I started to do Cablevision news.
That was funny because you did it to advertise the fact that we were doing club dates because we had no radio station to support our club dates.
Yeah.
So you went on Cablevision news or something and one person saw it.
Yeah. My mom.
And she called and bought tickets.
Yeah. Hey, let's give away some John Cougar Mellencamp tickets. I'm just going to hit a line here. I'm not going to go through...
We don't have any special thing we're going to make people do to get tickets?
Let me think. Well, we can make someone undress. I'll just give away the tickets.
All right.
I'm not going to get nasty. You're on the air.
Is it Howard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to see John Cougar Mellencamp?
Nah, I don't really care for that guy.
These are our people, Howard. These are our people.
I don't really like the guy either, man. I used to like him when he was John Cougar.
Yeah, what's the deal with the
Mellencamp? Hey, I never told anybody this, but my last name really is Mellencamp, too.
What's the deal with the Mellencamp on this guy?
All right, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I want to know, when you're on David Letterman, right, does he, like, shun you? Because he seems to me like he just, like, when at the end of a show, he just...
Wow, did he shun you?
Hey, did you used to listen to us on NBC?
Yeah, once in a while, when I'm working on.
Was that foreshock treatment? Are you like a mental patient? No, really, really, what's your deal? What are you, like white trash or something? There's a lot of white trash listening to this station, I think. You know, I mean...
Well, you know, rock and roll attracts.
Yeah.
It's the same type of stuff you did on the other channel.
What?
It's just the same show. It's on now your FM. Now we can hear you without the static in the
background. Yeah. No, but,
Are we, like, on the same wavelength?
I think it's Dweezil, Frank Zappa's child, on the phone. The Dweez. Speaking of Zappa, while I was fired, Zappa called me at my house, and we rapped for about 25 minutes. The strangest conversation I've ever had in my life.
Does he talk the same way in private?
Oh, yeah.
He talks in public?
Yeah. Oh, I said, Frank, like, what's the deal? Do you have syphilis of the brain? But no, Frank is a good man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just like one of the few artists that called me at my house and really cared.
Well, that's nice.
And we spoke, and I'm going to have him on K-Rock as soon as we can. He's really a good guy.
Howard.
Yeah.
What happened to Donna Vidusha?
They fired her, just like they fired me and Robin.
Yeah, but they were planning to fire her.
Yeah, I get a feeling they were planning to fire her. They put on a new N-copter girl at NBC, and I think they were going to stick us with her.
Yeah.
But they fired us, too. I hear she's real bad. Everything about that station is bad. Everything sucks. I'm so glad to be out of there. This is so liberating. I can't tell you, man. It really is. blows working over there. I want to see the imbecile they hire to replace me. You'd have to be an idiot to work there. They'd have to pay you $2 million to work there.
Yeah, if anybody's thriving in another market or at another station, why would they come to NBC to fight an uphill battle?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, no one's going to be listening to the station. They're all going to be listening to us at K-Rock. Thank you. And then ABC, they tried to fit ABC Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Tried to put Bob Grant on.
Oh, yeah, to fill the void.
Like, Bob Grant is even a third more talented than I am. I mean, I have more talent in my pinky than Bob Grant. Even Bob admits it. He even told me that. Oh, it's too much.
You know who was really concerned about our being fired and was really upset to hear about it?
Who?
John R.
John R. Gambling?
Yeah.
Is that what he told you?
He was really upset. Gee, are you guys going to go back on radio soon? Are you sure? Is everything okay?
Boy, if I ever did stuff like you did on the air, my dad would castrate me.
He would whip me.
I'm totally emasculated. At least you guys still have something between your legs. All right, I tell you what, let's talk about my good friend. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Hey, let me tell you about my good friend Albert L. Why can't I say his name? Albert L. Calistine.
Maybe because you don't know him. That's
yeah. Do you know this man, sir?
No, he sounds Jewish.
He is Jewish, and you know what?
Right.
You must. Are you, what kind of job do you have?
What kind of job do I have?
Yeah.
I deliver pizzas.
All right, then then you're our man. Are your CDs down? Are you still paying taxes on your money markets?
Not recently.
I see. Do you know where to put this year's IRA money? Do you have an IRA?
You sure?
I don't have any IRA. I'm not a pitcher.
Why don't you take your pizza tip money and put it in an IRA?
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have a pension plan.
Yeah, you need all that. Because my buddy Al Calistine, he knows all about it. He's president of Albert L. Calistine and Associates. He wants to put you into an annuity earning 10%, no load. You know what that is.
The no load is the good part.
No, I'm sure this guy's a big load right in his pants. In fact, all his friends says he's a real load. 100% safety, tax-deferred annuity. You heard right. You can't believe it. He's speechless. And they're still paying 10%. Call the president, Al Calistine, personally now at 516-222-2992 or 718-291-6048. Tell him Howard told you to call. Do it now before the tax laws change and won't allow you to. Call Al now. That's 516-222-2992 or 718-291-6048.
The time has come for the end of the spoon. Time for Metaquell for cough relief instead of liquids. Metaquell concentrates powerful liquid cough medicine into soft, chewy squares for relief so strong it lasts 8 hours long. For coughs due to colds and flu, use as directed. Metaquell Chewy Cough Squares. Cough relief so strong it lasts 8 hours long. Now for coughs plus nasal congestion, try new decongestant formula Metaquell.
Pride is back. It's on the road with Plymouth Voyager, America's most versatile front-wheel drive family wagon. Car-like handling, 550 protection plan. See this limited warranty at your dealer. Excludes leases, restrictions apply. Plymouth Voyager. Pride is back. Born in America.
Personal headphone stereos crank out sound that'll knock your socks off. Auto reverse lets you flip over the sound without flipping over the tape. And preset equalizers let you shape the sound to fit your style. One thing's for sure, with Panasonic Stereo to go, you'll take the music with you. So ease on those headphones and hold on to your socks. Panasonic, just slightly ahead of our time. Take the music.
Pride is back in what America makes with Plymouth Horizon. You get front-wheel drive at an affordable price and the option of manual and automatic transmission special value packages. There's room for five, and you get our five-digit protection plan. See this limited warranty at your dealer. Loose leases, restrictions apply. Plymouth Horizon.
The pride is back, born in America.
Wow. All right. The new 92.3 K-Rock. I'm going to be playing some Simple Minds.
This is a real radio station with records and everything.
Yeah.
Turntables.
It's beautiful. We're only on till 6 o'clock. Hey, we're almost done.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, and all that.
92.3 WXRK K-Rock. Whoops.
What?
No, I'm just trying to get it together.
Oh.
I got to give away these John Cougar Mellencamp tickets, and then I want to welcome Poe de Chavez back on the air with us.
All right.
My dear friends, Poe de Chavez. Hello?
Howard.
Want to go see John Cougar Mellencamp?
I don't care.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a little kid.
Yeah, Howard. Great to have you back, though.
Thank you. Do you want the tickets?
Sure.
And do me a favor. Don't listen to me.
Howard, really, though. I'm glad to have you back.
All right, good. Go watch Sesame Street. Jailbait. Are you a little girl or a little boy?
No, I'm 15.
Oh, all right. Well, why don't you hold on? We're going to give you John Cougar Mellencamp tickets. You'll like him. He's someone you could look up to. You could grow up to be like him. So you can go to a bad barber also when you get older. You can see his hair where he parts.
He's rich enough to get a good haircut now, I think.
It's like swooped down into his eyes.
Doesn't want to get away from his roots, I guess.
Yeah. No, but John Cougar's a pretty cool guy. He's got some really good songs, seriously. All right? I think that's what we got fired for at NBC, talking to a 15-year-old.
Or somebody and like that, yeah.
Someone told me what the reason we got fired. Hold on a sec. That kid's on line three. The reason we got fired was because I was on the phone with, like, a kid, and I asked him if he ever saw his dad's genitals.
And but we didn't know that person was that age.
Yeah. How was I to know he was 10? It was an honest mistake.
It sounded awfully mature to me.
I thought it was a female calling. I thought it was a young woman.
Yeah.
How was I to know it was a prepubescent boy? And I don't think that's... I mean, what's the big deal? Every kid's seen his dad's genitals. I think.
Yeah, we weren't implying anything
dirty.
Wrong.
I mean, what is the big deal? Everyone's seen their father shower. Poe de Chavez, let's welcome them back on the air. They are a great shave cream. Poe de Chavez shave cream with lecithin coats the skin with a fine film barrier to allow your razor to glide over your sensitive skin. Yes. And did the person next to you shave with Poe de Chavez today? Poe de Chavez is available at Duane Reade Drug Fair, Cost Cutter, Genovese, Tabard, ShopRite, Foodtown, Wallbounds, Acme, Legend Stores, Rock Bottom, Cosmetics Plus, Austin, and the Love Stores. And the man who owns Poe de Chavez, Mickey Rosenberg, of course, was a big supporter of ours even while we were off the air.
And what did he do on Sunday over the Jets game?
Yeah.
Did he fly something?
Yeah. He flew over the Jets stadium with a helicopter.
Poe de Chavez welcomes Howard Stern.
Yeah, Poe de Chavez salutes Howard Stern.
Yeah, salutes Howard Stern.
What a beautiful gesture. And notice he starts doing something the minute I get a job back in
right.
radio.
We didn't hear from him the entire 7 weeks we were off.
No, we heard from him.
We did?
Yeah, we heard from him. He said hello.
Oh.
He didn't offer me any business opportunities. No, but Mickey Rosenberg is a fine man, and his product, Poe de Chavez Shave Cream, is
fine
excellent.
Shave cream.
Ask for a try, ladies. Shave that thing. 5:05 at WXRK New York and the new 92.3 K Rock.
What are we doing? News?
News.
Excellent. What is in the news?
Well, Howard, there's more information now on that fatal shooting at Deke Pereira today. Police now say the woman in custody for the shooting of the company chairman, Nicholas Deke, and his receptionist, Frances Lauder, thought she was a partner in the firm. Police say Lois Lang claims the company was trying to cheat her. Apparently, she's a homeless woman. She.
Why didn't Lois Lang call Clark Kent, her friend, and instead of doing all that nasty violence?
I don't know, Howard. You'd have to talk to her.
What did she do? You mean she was upset, so she went in and shot
she's
people?
She's been going into and out of the company on several different occasions, claiming to be a partner in the company and demanding to see Nicholas Deke, the chairman. And, of course, they threw her out. And today, she just decided to go in with a gun, and she walked in, pulled out her gun, shot the receptionist through the head, and when Nicholas Deke heard the commotion, he came running out of his office, and he got shot 3 times in the heart. And this woman reloaded her gun and was walking out of the building when she was stopped by police.
I heard they were afraid I was going to do that at NBC after they fired me.
Yeah, they did tighten security.
They did. Me and Robin couldn't get back in the building.
Alarms would go off when I walked into the building.
No, be serious.
I'm telling the truth. Yeah. They used to search me.
And then I heard there was a conversation about whether or not I would try any kind of retaliation.
Yeah. Do you think
like I'm Rambo.
Capable of vengeance?
Rambo Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go back to... Like, I would ever want to even set foot in that place.
Fight your way into that building. Yeah, they were such a joy to work with. But anyway, this woman killed both of these people. They were both pronounced dead at the Beekman Downtown Hospital today, so she's now in custody. In Queens, a 31-year-old woman is being held for a psychiatric examination after being accused of scalding her month-old baby in a bath of pine-scented disinfectant and boiling water. The baby is in critical condition. Officials say the baby's father, Isaac Witzel, told police he found his wife, Diane Wilkerson, jabbering about Satan when he returned home from work on Friday. He found the baby on the couch, silent and covered with burns. The holiday shopping season is upon us, so New York City traffic officials are taking steps to keep traffic flowing on busy city streets. The mayor's office says 500,000 extra people and 100,000 extra cars are expected to enter the city each day between Thanksgiving and Christmas. A program to ease congestion...
You slipped into your black ease for a second.
Thanksgiving. I'd never do that. Get out of here.
Thanksgiving.
You're so out of your mind.
Robin's only partially black.
The other part is what?
Indian.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, a program to ease congestion includes an increase in police officers assigned to traffic duty and the assignment of gridlock busters, traffic agents or officers assigned to give out summonses to drivers blocking intersections. And, of course, that big summit is about to get underway in Geneva with Mikhail Gorbachev and President Reagan. They're both in Geneva now, and experts expect them to clash over the Star Wars plan that President Reagan is a proponent of. So that's sure to be a sticky issue that these two men will have to grapple with over the next couple of days. There are also some other things going on in the international arena. You know that there are still American hostages being held in Lebanon, and an envoy from the Archbishop of Canterbury is heading back to Beirut today. He was there last week, had some discussions with the Islamic Jihad, the people supposedly holding American hostages, and he's on his way back there now after briefing U.S. officials. Let's hope he makes some progress.
Hey, where's the Bhagwan these days?
The Bhagwan has been released. He pleaded guilty to arranging marriages to get immigrants into this country illegally.
I dig that cat so much, really.
And now he's gone back to India, I think.
Yeah.
And he has accused his jailers here of torturing him while he was in prison.
Over here. Yeah, but that's a cool dude.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
You would like to follow him?
I will kill the bitch.
Have you ever heard him rap? I will kill the bitch.
I like bitches.
I like the bitch.
Never give it on a lucky truck.
I let us see the bitch. If I can see how to kill the bitch.
It's a bitch. That's his favorite word in English.
But that's a pretty cool gig, I mean, if you can do it. I mean, you got to admire a guy who comes over from India and, like, gets a whole bunch of people to go to bed with him and be naked and stuff.
To wear gloves and have sex for him.
Yeah, really, and give him Rolls Royces and stuff and pound on the dashboard and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to admire that. I mean, how many cats can come over from India? Well, most people come over from India and have magazine stands. Or they work at Long Island Jewish as doctors.
Yeah.
But this cat just had a whole bunch of white middle-class kids following him around having sex with him and stuff, and that's pretty cool.
Right.
And you got to admire that, because that's America, and that's what makes this country great.
And it was all because he was enlightened.
Yeah. The Bhagwan.
It's 5:11 here at WXRK New York in the weather.
K-Rock. Oh, K-Rock weather.
Yeah. Partly cloudy and mild, the lows around 50. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow, the high 65 to 70. And partly cloudy and warm with a chance of late showers on Wednesday. 57 degrees at K-Rock.
All right, I think I'm going to do some music here. I'm not doing music?
No.
All right, we'll do a couple of spots.
The Window Factory,
all right. The Window Factory, my dear friends Jan and Craig are back with us on the air. It doesn't matter what station we go to. They bring their advertising campaign right to that radio station. That's the kind of performers we are. We bring our lovely advertisers with us. And not only that, let this be a warning to K-Rock management. If you ever follow
us, could lose these people.
You would lose Window Factory. And they spend a lot of money. A lot of money.
Yeah.
In the Window Factory, my good friends Jan and Craig, the two mutant brothers. You've seen them in Deliverance? Remember them? The banjo playing scene? You remember them. Yes, the Window Factory right near Roosevelt Field in Garden City, Long Island. They're open every day, including Sundays and late on Wednesdays. And these guys give you unbelievable low prices on window replacement. I mean, they make the windows right there. It's a factory. There's no middleman. There's no salesman involved. The finest replacement windows ever. Near Roosevelt Field in Garden City, you'll say it's worth the trip to the Window Factory.
Saturday morning. Gotta hurry. Gonna meet Brenda for brunch. I love blondes. What time is it?
9:45 Boulevard time.
Gotta go. Gotta meet Marsha at the museum. I love brunettes. What time is it?
11:12
Gotta go help Rhonda with her resume. I love redheads. What time is it?
1:45
She says I'm not her type. Well, she's not my type. What time is it?
People on the run. Run on Boulevard watch time. Boulevard gives you the styling, the quality, and versatility you need. So your Boulevard always looks just right no matter what you're wearing or where you're going. And every watch is made with 100 years of Boulevard American know-how.
Hey, gotta cook dinner. Gotta impress you. I love long hair. What time is it?
5:15
She loved the dinner. Time to make my move. What time is it?
9:15
9:15 I forgot Cindy's coming over for drinks. Sue, meet Cindy. Cindy, meet Sue.
Bye-bye, Bernie.
Women. People on the run. Run on Boulevard time.
Fred Newman for Breyer's All-Natural Ice Cream.
Okay, listen up. It's time for a test. No, no, not like sophomore biology. A fun test. An ice cream test. That sound better? Now, we're going to need a carton of delicious, all-natural Breyer's ice cream and a carton of the ice cream
you eat.
Okay, first take your ice cream and read the label. Do you see things like polysorbate 80? Or how about sodium phosphate?